There's been a number of swift water rescues in southeast Queensland overnight after severe thunderstorms caused flash flooding. The SES has received more than 115 calls for help over the past 24 hours, and police say they now hold serious concerns for two people who are missing in floodwaters in the South Burnett, north of Brisbane, after their car was found abandoned. Brian Cox is director of the SES. Brian, thanks for your time.
Thank you.
What areas have been worst affected by this flash flooding?
Look, it's been quite widespread. We've had quite a few jobs in Toowoomba, as you would realise, over 30 jobs there. We've had also jobs in Brisbane, Logan City, Moreton Bay Regional Council, and also the Gold Coast. So since the 1st of February, we've had over 1,000 jobs. And as you've just pointed out, we've had over 120 now in the last 24 hours.
So we saw huge rainfalls across New South Wales over the weekend. I know a lot of the areas that you're dealing with the flooding in Queensland have been drought-affected areas. How much rain has the region received?
Yeah, well, as you can see, there's been over sometimes around about 200 mils in some of those catchment areas, which is fantastic. And we've also assisted in Queensland by sending some of our teams down, SES teams down to New South Wales to assist them in their time of need.
And do you need those teams back now, given these floods?
No, we've got enough at the moment, so we're coping quite well. But as you know, New South Wales can hit fairly hard, so we're supporting them at the moment.
These storms and rising waters have been over since, I think, did you say the beginning of February?
Yes, 1st of February.
But we've seen flash floods overnight. We've seen storm conditions overnight. What weather conditions are you expecting today and later in the week?
We're still expecting more rain. So we've still got around about quite a few jobs outstanding. But what we've seen is a lot of homes been affected by flooding, and we're expecting the same thing to happen. So a lot of leaky roofs and helping people out with trees down. So we're still expecting a lot of flash flooding to occur. Now that there's a lot of water on the ground, there is that potential for flash flooding. If you go to council websites, you'll see that there is a lot of roads that will be closed quite quickly. So we're asking people to be quite vigilant. And if there is a heavy downpour, we're asking people, look, if you don't need to travel, don't.
And do you find generally that people are, you know, hearing those warnings and keeping off the roads? We've just heard, you know, the last few days in Sydney and seen the images of people driving through waters that are clearly floodwaters and getting stuck.
I think the vast majority of people are taking heed to it, but you're always going to have those, well, 10%ers that will actually try it. And a lot of that will be, look, it's just around the corner, I'm close to home, so I'll give it a go. And that's what we're saying to people, be so vigilant. Even if you think you know that road, it's not just the water, it's not just the potholes that may occur, it's also the debris that is flushed down through these river systems.
And how dangerous does that make the coastal waters, for instance? So I was down at the beach last night in Sydney, there were king tides, and we'd had flooding rain over the weekend, and the people were being told not to go and swim in the waters, the beach was closed, but of course people still did. I understand the shark nets and the bait hooks have been pulled from Gold Coast and Sunshine Coast beaches. Are you anticipating dangerous swells?
Look, absolutely. And as you just pointed out, when you're driving down there and you see these things, you think, why would people go out in that particular environment? And what we're saying to people, look, be very cautious. These dangerous conditions, they might be attractive to some, but you're putting others at risk, those that may have to rescue you. And we're asking you to reconsider that. It is too dangerous. Wait for the storms to settle. Wait for the conditions to get better, and take the heed of people like Surf Life Saving and councils that put out these warnings.
There are concerns, for a couple missing in an area that has been flooded. Their vehicle was found abandoned in South Burnett. Any updates on their whereabouts?
No. We're assisting with the QPS in that regard, so we do a lot of searches for them. But at this stage, we don't have any other additional updates.
And so how else do you spread the word to try and find that out? Because this is potentially very dangerous. Are people searching for them under the waters yet?
Yeah, well, we are getting the message out, you know, about flood and forget it. We are trying to say to people, look, be very careful. Even if you've got friends and family that need to travel, you know, type of thing, support each other, but do not go through flooded waters. It is just so dangerous. And this case is an example, of an extreme example of how people have tried to get through. And we're hoping we can find these people. Hopefully they just abandoned their car, but we just don't know.
Yeah, we hope you can find them too, Brian. Thank you very much for joining us and good luck with all of this over the next few days.
Thank you very much.